The trends, the transactions, the Mpumalanga impact, taking care of business on Raz FM.
12 minutes after 5, like I said earlier on, traveling is an exciting adventure, but it can quickly turn into a nightmare if you fall victim to travel scams. And I mean, I think we've all been there or been close with those exciting travel packages. They look affordable. They look just like what, you know, dreams are made of, to your dream destination. Now, with the rise of online booking and numerous travel agencies, it's very crucial that we are vigilant and ensure that you are working with a legitimate travel agent. Now, while travel scams are a real threat, now taking the necessary precaution can help you and I avoid falling victims to them. And of course, I'm very glad this afternoon to be joined by Maletabo Khomongwe. She is the marketing specialist at Harvey World Travel with some tips of how we can spot these red flags. Maletabo, good afternoon. Welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners as well.
It's a pleasure to have you, Maletabo. And like I said, they look good, they're enticing, they're affordable. You're like, really? I can go to Thailand for this much? What are some of the common scams to watch for in the travel space?
I'm going to say the very first thing is be wary of too good to be true promotions. If it is too good to be true, it probably is. So just be wary of those. This also includes extremely low prices for air tickets and packages. If it looks too low, it probably is, right? Also, the thing is with scammers, they often create this false sense of urgency, right, where they'll say to you, you know, you've got your last chance to book now or you lose everything, right? So always be aware of those where you're being pressured to make payment immediately. Be aware of those. And also where they ask you to share your credit card details over the phone. That is a huge red flag. It should always be done through a payment link, because that, you know, opens you up to even more fraud scams, not just about travel anymore, right? And I think the most important thing for travelers is to do your research, right? So once you've done your research on the destination, you have a sense of, you know, what's the typical price packages, you have a sense of the airfare as well, so you can pick up a scam if it is one, you know. And also, you know, once you've done the research, you know when is the best time to travel, then you can also work it out on when is the cheapest time to travel as well. So yeah.
Sure. I mean, it does sound like, you know, we can, but it could be a little bit cumbersome to a person who's not privy and not an expert in the field. And I mean, just, you know, trust is a very big deal and a big factor in a country like ours. How are these scams then affecting the sector?
So, you know what? I'm going to be very honest and say it probably affects more the legitimate travel agencies than the scammers, right? Because, I mean, you see now on social media where a lot of people will then push this narrative to say, do not book with a travel agency, rather do it yourself. Rather, you know, research it on the internet because, you know, the information is on there. So I think it really impacts more the legitimate travel agencies where they then lose out on customers, because everybody's now so scared to book with a travel agency, right? But also, I mean, even for the sector as a whole, we don't want to seem like a sector that is open to fraud, you know? So I think it really impacts us in a massive, massive way. And I think with travel, what makes it hard is that there are very low barriers of entry as well, right? So anybody can pretty much open a travel agency. So I think that's why it's always important for people to verify a travel agency when they come across one. You know, do your checks to make sure that this is a legitimate agency that you're working with.
And I mean, talking about verification, how can we ensure that, you know, we are working with a legitimate travel agencies? What are some of the tips? What should we look out for?
So I think the very important thing is to obviously verify their accreditation, right? So we do have organizations like IATA, which is the International Air Transport Association, and then the Association of Travel Agencies, Agents of Southern Africa, ASATA. So that is where you can go to make sure that the agency that you're with is a member of those two organizations, because already then you know that, you know, they have somebody that they have to account to. And I mean, if they were to, you know, to push a scam with a certain traveler, there is somebody that you can then go to and just make sure that, you know, and this person is verified. So I think those are probably the two most important organizations that you can check. I mean, for example, with Harvey World Travel, we are members of both those organizations, right? And I mean, a traveler can always call us and find out if a particular agency is part of, you know, is part of our consortium. Because sometimes you can have an agency that just has a logo of ASATA or IATA on their website, but they're actually not a member, right? So you do have to, you know, still go and maybe check with the organization. Is this agency a member or not? But again, it's also about the research as well, right? Go on the internet, go to Hello Pita, check the reviews of these agents. I mean, a huge red flag is if you go on a social media page of an agent and they've disabled their comments on their posts.
Yeah.
You already know that's a red flag, right? You already know. It's very, very, very clear. So yeah, those are some of the top ones. Just do the research. I think that's the most important takeaway from this.
Research, research, research. And of course, as we celebrate Women's Month, it would be absolutely not befitting for me to just omit this, that, you know, the role of women playing that are playing in the travel agency and how they've shaped traveling in South Africa.
You know, the travel industry is a very female-dominated sector, right? And I mean, with us, I'm going to say our Harvey World Travel Network, we are predominantly women-led. I mean, the whole team is women-led. 70% of our franchise owners and managers are women, right? And, you know, women are really pushing the economy in terms of travel. And women also lead with care, right, with their travelers. You know, they care for their travelers. They really push the narrative. So I think we continue to just... uphold that at Harvey World Travel and at Bid Travel as well, where you find that a lot of the brand heads in our teams are women-led as well. So we're really trying to sort of bridge that gap in the sector overall.
No, that's absolutely great. And I think it is quite evident, like you're saying, that the sector is now absolutely saturated by women led. And I mean, maybe for some a woman who's listening in our province here thinking that I've always wanted to start a travel agency or enter the sector, what is the advice, woman to woman and to a woman owned SMMEs for today who want to be part of the travel sector?
So I'd say, you know, and entrepreneurship is hard, right? Whether or not you're a woman. But I think I would say to them is that, you know, always keep your eyes on the goal, right? Be vocal on what matters. And I always say, don't leave anyone behind. Let this be your staff or your travelers, you know. Once you're at the top, pull the women below you above as well. So you don't just sit by yourself at the top. And protect your legacy at all costs. Yeah, I think that's probably the most important. Protect your legacy. And also find partnerships, right? I think we can't go at it alone. You always need to find partnerships that resonate with your brand, with your goal and your beliefs as well. Yeah.
Well said. Thank you so much, Maletabo. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I think you've helped a whole lot of us. And just before I came here, by the way, I've got about two emails telling me that the last two times I can travel to Japan this year, and I mean, listen, I can go to Japan for 25,000 hotel, flights, everything, and back.
I want to say it sounds like a scam. It's too urgent. I mean, these can't be the only two times you can travel. But yeah, thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. And that is Maletabo Khomongwe. She is the marketing specialist at Harvey World Travel. Please make sure that we protect our money from these scammers. They will stop at nothing. The onus is with you. Do your research. Ensure that you are with the right travel agency and that they are legit. And of course, those deals, I mean, sometimes they look so good she was talking about, you know, the reviews that we normally have. Also, be careful of those because they could be planted where you go to a Facebook page of this travel agency and you can see these are just planted funny names that don't even make sense, giving these raving reviews about this travel agency. It is tough, but you don't want to part with your money when you don't want to. Exactly now, 21 minutes after 5 o'clock, we're just about to start the last stanza. We're going straight to the University of Mpumalanga. A great day we had today.